reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not throw what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sunday, on the Solemnity of the Holy Trinity, we focused on the fact that when we come to Mass, as well as when we live in life, both liturgy and life, is meant to be a total act of adoration of the Lord. That is the way we become truly human. That is the way we grow into the likeness of God in whose image we were created. The way we do that, St. Paul tells us, is by offering our bodies, not just our intentions, not just our will, but offer our flesh, our choices, as a living sacrifice to the Lord, holy and acceptable, our logike latreia, the Greek expression. The only worship that makes sense is to give of ourselves wholly and entirely to God. In order for us to make these types of choices in these types of self-gifts, we need to grasp a couple of the things that the Lord was teaching us in today's gospel. The first is to really treasure the gift of holiness that's objectively offered to all the baptized in the sacraments and prayer in grace. Jesus says, "Don't throw what is holy before dogs. Don't throw your pearls before swine, lest they be trampled underfoot and then turn and tear you to pieces." In order not to do this, we need to recognize what's holy and what are the true pearls in our life. Jesus, on the one hand, wants us to spread the gospel to every creature. But on the other hand, we have to be discerning. There are pigs out there and there are wild animals out there. We need to really treasure the gifts that God's given us. One clear application of this is in our choice of friends. If we choose poor friends, often the real treasures that God's given us will be trampled underfoot and we will be lost. But how do we treasure these gifts? We first value them for what they are, and then second, we protect them. We protect them by prayer, we protect them by our life, we protect them by all our choices. It's the first thing we need to do. If we're ever going to adore the Lord, we have to recognize that we are made temples of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord is within. We're never really going to be able to adore him out there unless we recognize that we have been bought at a great price and that we are a real treasure in God's sight, and we're supposed to see ourselves in the same direction. At the end of it, one of the phrases which I wish every second or third grader in CCD would have to memorize across the world, and I think it's more urgent today: enter through the narrow gate. The gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few. What is Jesus saying here? Out of incredible love for us, wanting us to protect and treasure the gift that he's given to us, he's basically saying that those who are going to hell vastly outnumber those who are on the way to life. Vastly outnumber. That's not a picture of how it's necessarily going to end up. He came into this world to try to change those numbers. But we've all got to make a choice. But he is saying that the direction that most people are taking, Most are on that broad highway leading to destruction, and few have found that narrow uphill way of the cross, following Jesus' footsteps that lead to life. The world thinks it's exactly the opposite. They think that the road that leads to heaven is easy, and basically everybody is on it except for Adolf Hitler, Jack the Ripper, and people who smoke in public. Jesus is telling us the opposite. And this is part of the good news. It's part of the good news that Jesus tells us that we're on the wrong track. And like a coach who says, no, you have to do it this way. Or like a police officer who says, you're heading in the wrong direction, you need to take a right, not a left. Jesus is telling us that right here. In order to choose that narrow way, we need not just to recognize that there is a narrow way, but we have to start walking that way, which leads to the responsorial psalm. Who is the one who will live in the presence of the Lord this life and forever? It's the one who does justice, not just knows what justice is, who thinks the truth in his heart, who doesn't, but someone who doesn't slander, someone who doesn't harm his fellow man, someone who does, as Jesus describes in the gospel, to others what he would wish to be done to him. Today we celebrate Saint Aloysius Gonzaga, who at a very young age grasped this lesson. He recognized, though he came from the Medici family, the most wealthy family in Italy, that there was something far more valuable than all of that money, than all of those beautiful marbled palaces, than all his great inheritance. It was the treasure of the faith. He never threw it before swine. He always treasured that gift. What would that mean? That it avert his eyes from something that might be an impure or sinful thought. He also treasured Christ and others. He ended up dying because he caught an illness caring for the sick in what they called hospitals in the day. He really treasured the gifts of faith. He sought to enter through that narrow gate who was Christ. And he tried to bring others on to that very road. Today we also mark the 28th anniversary of the death of Father Joseph Muskies. You may have read about him in the Anchor last week. Father Joseph's cause for canonization was introduced at the beginning of this month in the Archdiocese of Boston. He was a priest who died in Pembroke, Mass., spent about 8 years of his priesthood here in Massachusetts, driving up and down these same roads that we drive, getting stuck in the same traffic jams, trying to help lay people recognize that they're called to be saints in the midst of their ordinary activity. We do have some prayer cards for Father Joseph in the boxes in the back. I would encourage you to take one and pray that prayer that's there on that card through his intercession today. Beg for a great miracle that you or others need, because he needs those miracles to be exalted on the altars of beatification and canonization. But he was one who not only chose this narrow path — not every priest chooses a narrow path, even though he's ordained — he chose this narrow path of holiness. And he spent his entire existence in various countries trying to get Christ's people to recognize the truth of his words, value themselves as holy, as true pearls, and come to recognize that in Christ we have the pearl of the greatest price of all. Today, as we come forward to receive this most precious pearl, this greatest gift of God's holiness sent from heaven to earth to make us holy, let us receive him with love, let us exchange total gifts of selves with him, and let us walk with him along the narrow way that leads to the Father's eternal embrace. In the presence of Saint Aloysius, we pray, Father Joseph, and all the saints.